What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We're going to get the audio from the city, and we'll air that a little bit later, the entire clip, because I haven't heard the entire clip. I kind of read and paraphrased that to you, but oh my gosh, there's so much other stuff going on today. And my friend Dan O'Donnell, who does a talk show at WISN in Milwaukee, is going to join me in a second. But here's what happened. The president was in the White House today in this big media event with the South African president. Ernie Els was there, South African golfer, very popular, and Retief Goosen. And then he starts calling out the South African president for the murder of these white farmers, these Afrikaners.
You're taking people's land away from them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. Yeah. They're being executed. And they happen to be white, and most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation. I don't know how you explain that.
This went on for a long time and back and forth. Elon Musk was there. They were talking about technology that was needed. Some of it was actually very diplomatic. I invited Dan to come on here to talk about this nut job judge up in Milwaukee who, you know, slipped the immigrant, the illegal, out the back door a couple of weeks ago. But there's so much more to talk about. Dan, how are you this afternoon?
Fantastic, my friend.
So I opened the show talking about, we had some storms here, and I was talking about our tornadoes, but I also was kind of getting into what happened in the White House today with the South African president, with Ernie Els, with some other members of the delegation. Dan, just when we think we haven't seen everything from this guy and that something could not outdo that Zelensky meeting, that happened today. Holy, you know what, right?
I don't think I have ever seen anything even coming close to that from any president or any leader ever.
No.
And as you said, we worked together a long time ago. You and I have both been doing this a long time. You a little bit longer than me.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. Yeah.
But no, I mean, to confront to the face the president of South Africa decades after freeing themselves from the shackles of apartheid, to have something that is just as bad, a race-based black supremacist regime running roughshod over the farmers of the country, to play the video showing all of the calls for kill the Boer, kill the white people, to the mass graves of farmers who are killed. And for those who are unfamiliar with what's going on, basically rampaging black gangs are being allowed in South Africa to kill and then repossess, take over farmlands owned by white families for years in what amounts to, I'm not going to call it a genocide quite yet, but white people in South Africa make up a tiny minority. And it certainly seems right now that they are being targeted for death. I mean, this is a crime against humanity that is being allowed to take place under President Ramaphosa And for Trump to call him out like that in the Oval Office is just remarkable.
You know, it's even difficult to describe to the audience this afternoon if you weren't watching it. He shows this video of all these graves and people that are following the graves. The South African president is looking on, and he says, well, I don't know where this is. Where did this take place? I'd like to know. He dims the lights. He shows the video. He shows the chanting. The South African president says, look, we have, you know, differences like you do in this country, and people have the freedom of speech. But of course, then we get the media spin on this. And here's the early media spin. So the New York Times says Trump lectures South African president in televised Oval Office ambush. Well, was it an ambush? Maybe it was, but I think it was an appropriate ambush. And that was astonishing to watch unfold.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And not only that, CNN actually just had on maybe about a half hour ago, some reporter who's stationed in Kenya, who said that the chants of kill the boar don't actually mean kill the boar, that this is just an old anti-apartheid chant that doesn't mean that they really want to kill boars, white people in the country, that, you know, it's just sort of like, oh, I don't know, the lock her up chants, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were told that, you know, at the Trump rallies, this was the worst thing ever that somebody could be chanting at a rally, the MAGA crowds. No, I think a good substantial number of people in those crowds wanted Hillary Clinton locked up, just as the people chanting here want white people killed. I mean, there is no other way to get around this. And look, aren't organizations like the New York Times and CNN constantly saying you need to stand up to injustice and evil? You need to call it out, otherwise you're complicit. What, silence is violence? Well, President Trump is doing that, and I think it's impossible to ignore the obvious racial connotations here, that when it is a majority black nation targeting a white minority, do we have a media in this country that is actively trying to cover up that atrocity because it doesn't fit the dominant race-based narrative of this country, that a white majority is oppressing the black minority? I think it's inescapable that you have to come to that conclusion, that there is an effort to minimize this and an effort to obfuscate it.
Well, you know that the legacy media is going to do everything they can to disprove this. And look, I don't know. He shows this video and he starts to narrate the scene. And he says that these are burial sites of more than 1,000 white farmers. And you see the cars lined up on Sunday mornings to visit their graves. He says, it's a terrible sight. I've never seen anything like it. And then Ramaphosa looks at it and says, well, I don't recognize this as South Africa. It wouldn't seem too difficult to prove. And you would hope, by the way, and I don't know if that's real. I can't say independently. You would hope that the White House vetted that pretty appropriately. If that is even close to the case, no one's seen that around, certainly not in this country. No one's been exposed to what that is. So it was an astonishing moment.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was. And I have nothing to suggest that this is anything other than what it was. And this is truly astonishing. I had not seen it before either. This is just remarkable that one president, a president of the United States, would show this to another. Obviously, you would expect some sort of denial.
Yeah, he just said, I don't recognize where that is. I want to know where that is. So it was fascinating, and there's going to continue to be a lot of discussion about that. And look, this all kind of falls in line. We could do this in a second with the way that the media covers this guy. You saw Peter Alexander just get scorched by Trump. He asked a question about the Qatari jet, and Trump was having none of it, saying, you know, of course, he's calling Peter Alexander names. I'm going to kind of back that up because this legacy media, Dan, you've been exposing this for a long time. I've been exposing it for a long time. Here's what I keep telling people. Don't believe a conservative talk show host like me. Don't believe you. Look at Yuri Berliner. Look at David Zweig's new book, An Abundance of Caution. Look at Alex Thompson. I hate to say Jake Tapper because, good Lord, he's cashing in after he didn't cover this at all. But is there not ample proof at this point that this media has not done its job in the last 10 years?
My goodness, look no further than, just the Biden cover-up. Look at all of the lies that were spread about COVID-19. Look no further than the fact that it was always obvious that COVID-19 came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. What were we told for years? No. That's a debunked conspiracy theory. Remember what Reagan said about the Russians, trust but verify? With the traditional media right now, you have to distrust but verify. Just sort of assume that whatever it is they're reporting about a political figure, a political party, or some sort of political event is untrue and is in fact propaganda designed to boost one party, one figure, one set of political beliefs. I mean, this goes beyond well beyond bias. I mean, Mark, you and I came
well beyond
in the era where, you know, it was what was that book by Bernie Goldberg, the old CBS?
It was called Bias. Yeah, Bernie's a friend. It was called Bias. Yeah.
I mean, they were slanted to the left, the Dan Rathers and, you know, even the venerated Walter Cronkite. They were all biased to the left. This is not bias. This is outright left-wing propaganda.
Advocacy.
This is gaslighting.
Yeah.
This is designed to get you to believe things that are not true in service to one party's political agenda. I mean, there is no clearer definition of propaganda, I think, than that.
Dan O'Donnell is here. He does a talk show up in Milwaukee. Danny and I worked together many years ago. Do you know my friend Batyangar Sargon? Have you ever had her on before?
I can't say I have.
Oh, she's fantastic. She's like one of my favorite reformed liberals. She calls people out on Fox all the time. But listen to this line. She's on with Laura Ingraham last night. I was trying to get her on today, but she was too busy. She might be with me tomorrow. She says this. I texted it to my producer, Fred, because I thought it was such a great line. The media made a bigger deal out of an alleged P-tape than they did when 11 million illegals crossed the border. That's indisputable, that line right there. Indisputable.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, I mean, this is the same media, all right, let's sort of go along those lines, that was telling us that somehow Trump was mentally unstable and therefore unfit to hold the presidency and that there might be a 25th Amendment revolt amongst his cabinet secretaries, all the while covering up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The fact that we're now allowed to be told, because the 2024 election is safely in the rearview mirror,
right,
that President Biden, pretty much from the start of his presidency, was not cognitively up to the task. And they're still doing it with the cancer diagnosis. My goodness.
Don't get me started on that.
I have prostate cancer in my family. Okay. Both of my grandfathers had it when they died. I get tested every year. I get PSA tests. You're telling me that the president had an enlarged prostate in 2019. This shows up on his 2019 medical record. And then they don't do PSA tests. It's just something that isn't done on a guy in his upper 70s. There's just no test of his prostate. He had polyps removed from his colon that were precancerous. You're telling me that they're not testing for the cancer that every older man is eventually going to get if they live long enough. That doesn't pass the smell test.
No, not even close.
And once again, the media is just going on and telling us, oh, yes, 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 he just was never tested. And the cancer that is also the slowest moving of all, prostate cancer, has metastasized to the bone in just the last couple of weeks. It does not do that. It takes years, years. And the idea that the sitting president of the United States for 4 years had doctors who didn't detect this, give me a break.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Now, look, we've gotten way off track here because what I wanted to talk to you about is Judge Hannah Dugan and what's going on with her, because there was a little activity. When I left a couple of weeks ago on a vacation, she had just been, you know, arrested and charged, and the media was outraged by this. They kind of quieted down a little bit because she looks pretty guilty, Dan. But what is the latest? Because there was a motion to dismiss. Look, you're also an attorney. The legalities of this are perhaps a little different. You know, prosecuting her, getting a guilty verdict, a little different than the way maybe people might expect, because there's a lot of nuance here. But where are we with this case right now?
Well, it is going to go to trial. She was indicted either last week or the week before. She has tried to claim judicial immunity, that what she did was a part of her role as a judge, that she was securing her courtroom by letting a violent criminal defendant escape. This is honest to goodness what she is claiming. Now, fortunately for her, she has drawn Lynn Edelman as her judge, who just might be, first of all, he's 85 years old.
I remember the name, yeah.
This guy calls Joe Biden son. That's how old he is, okay? He's also one of the most radical left-wing judges on the federal district court bench. He is someone who just fundamentally does not care about the rule of law. Okay. He was viciously slapped down by an appellate court about 15 years ago in trying to strike down Governor Walker's voter ID law. And it was actually kind of hilarious to see. But this guy does not care about the rule of law. He's almost certainly going to throw out this case just to embarrass the Trump administration. If you look at the evidence against Dugan and look at what she's charged with, she faces two federal charges, obstruction of process, and basically trying to hide. It's like assisting a defendant, eluding an officer, something right. Like that. It's basically obstruction. OK, it's the law is very simple. The facts are remarkably straightforward. Multiple people witnessed her get this defendant and his attorney out through a jury room door, through a private exit where ICE agents wouldn't be able to find them. He takes off running. ICE agents arrest him anyway. She definitely obstructed process. She definitely aided in this criminal defendant, illegal alien, who, by the way, was deported before reentering the country after deportation, is a felony. So he's already a federal felon. And there's just no way out of this unless she gets one of her federal judge friends, Grandpa Lynn, to throw out the case.
Now,
which I think is going to happen.
She's been removed right now, though, right? And even didn't the Supreme Court in Wisconsin get involved here?
It did. Yeah. The Supreme Court suspended her from using her judicial powers. Notably, it did not suspend her from collecting a paycheck. So she is still getting money. She's just not able to sit on trials. There are reserve judges who have taken over her calendar. So, yeah, while this is pending, she is not allowed to sit on the trial. In fact, the trial of the illegal is still going on with a reserve judge hearing it.
It's just interesting that, you know, the Maryland father, the gangbanger American father, and then this case, you know, doesn't get quite as much attention when the legacy media realizes what the facts are and they start looking, maybe she did do this.
Yeah.
We better not talk about this at all, right?
Yeah, it is kind of amazing how quickly the national media dropped that story. And I suspect it's for that reason. Once the federal complaint was released later in the day after her arrest and the charges were announced, it's almost as though that was on a Friday. It was almost as though the media said, we don't want to get, we don't want to get into another situation where we're forced to defend an obvious criminal. And that's what she is, unfortunately. She committed two federal crimes.
It's outrageous. Dan, thank you so much. You got your own show to do here this afternoon. I appreciate it. Hey, here's a little news. I might actually make it up for Summerfest this summer.
Oh,
how about
you're
that?
Kidding me.
Thinking about it.
Hey, I've got a listener cruise the first weekend, but if you come up the second or third weekend, I will for sure come meet you for a concert.
You know, Sarah Smith's a friend who runs Summerfest now. You remember Sarah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Her dad used to run the company that we used to work for. So, yeah, I'm thinking about it because my daughter, I have a 10-year-old who, can't say this too loud, she loves Benson Boone and Alex Warren, and I think they're both there at Summerfest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, I've got a 10-year-old daughter, too. Also loves Benson Boone. She's more of a Swiftie. I know.
My daughter, too.
We actually took her to two Taylor Swift concerts because I'm you know, a sucker. I'm a dad. She's the princess. So we saw her in Chicago, and then we happened to be in London when Taylor was there. So
Dan, I am actually a big fan. You can judge me if you want, but I actually like Taylor quite a bit. Keep the politics out of it. I do. I'm a fan.
The politics aside, she is easily, I think, one of the best, if not the best, singers and songwriters
of the generation. She's phenomenal.
She's great.
Dan, thank you. Hey, where are you going on the cruise?
Norway. Norwegian fjords. We're flying into Amsterdam and then going to Norway.
Have a great time. We will catch up soon.
Absolutely, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.